The rush is on for a better battery that will be smaller, hold more power, and charge faster. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Lithium Valley may be the new name for suburban Chicago. Half jokingly, the director of the Argonne National Laboratory proposed it after the Department of Energy announced a new partnership with this challenge. Invent batteries that are 5 times more powerful and 1/5 the price in just 5 years. Chicagoist.com reports the Joint Center for Energy Storage Research, or JCESR, will gather brain power from 4 other national labs, 5 universities, and companies like Dow Chemical and Johnson Controls. The need for a new battery is clear. The lithium ion lasts just 3 years, and large arrays can overheat. A 63-pound one caught fire inside a Boeing 787 Dreamliner in January. Vince Battaglia is a battery scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
So the problem is that we haven't seen anything replace it, and what people are talking about is that lithium ion isn't good enough, that we want cars that go 300 miles, and with lithium ion, you can only go 150 miles. I think the Leaf goes 100 miles.
He would like to have the focus more on safety rather than on cars. Maybe JCESR scientists will.
No one's even thought about how do you replace lithium ion with the same energy density but safer. No one is thinking on those terms. I'm not sure why, but that's not the whole direction is, especially in this country, they're not so worried about we don't have good enough cell phones. They're worried we don't have vehicles that drive far enough.
Battaglia says in Asia, there's a focus on making lithium-ion batteries safer. He says they are putting additives in the batteries. Apparently, the addition of other particles like copper and silver makes the battery more efficient. If there are flaws from the beginning, they will continue, according to Doug Adams, a Purdue University professor of renewable energy and power systems.
What happens is if you've got a defect, it's kind of like a sore. It's like a cancer inside the battery. And so as you operate it over and over again, as you charge it and discharge it, that sore, that cancer gets worse and worse and worse.
Adams can detect problems in the electrodes before the battery is manufactured. He uses a flashbulb-like heat source and a thermal camera to see how heat travels through the electrodes.
We can see those changes. We can basically develop an image that tells us there are changes in the composition or there are defects in the electrode.
This flash thermography measurement takes less than a second and shows differences in the thickness and composition. Adams is now talking with a number of battery manufacturers to commercialize this technique. He says theoretically it could be applied to any size battery. Seth Fletcher, senior editor at Scientific American magazine, wrote a book on lithium-ion batteries called Bottled Lightning. He says in the 20th century, the lithium-ion battery was an unsung but highly transformative technological force and will be only more so in the 21st century.
But there's lots of room for improvement, and batteries are a really difficult problem. So the complainers actually have a very good point. You know, the reason that gas cars still dominate is the energy density of gasoline is so high.
He sees lithium air as the holy grail of battery research. It functions on a reaction of lithium and oxygen. Compared to gasoline's 13,000 watt-hours per kilogram, it theoretically would be 11,000 watt-hours per kilogram. This compares to the current lithium ion of just 150.
There are a lot of people working on it. One of the big problems is that it's very difficult to recharge it. Lithium metal itself is extremely volatile, and you need lithium metal to build a lithium air battery, so that's a tough problem. But there's a lot of really fascinating work going on. People are using supercomputers to model new ways to make lithium air batteries based on first principle physics, stuff that just wasn't even possible a few years ago.
Consumer Reports just gave Tesla's Model S an almost perfect score. It can go 250 miles on one charge. However, the car is expensive and the battery pack is huge. Fletcher says with the battery world, you really have to be careful of the hype. He anticipates the lithium air battery to still be years away. The battery research is also close to home. 10 University of Dayton researchers are joining forces to focus on energy systems like fuel and solar cell batteries. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.